This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Overnight. In addition, you know how I was talking about when he, like, when he did the announcement, that really staged announcement of him being chosen?
Right.
They put that video out with him accepted the phone call, and he's wearing what to me looked like a hunter's cap, looks like camo. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, well, they've got him in a disguise to make him look normal. Like a, you know, like a real authentic Midwestern guy who just came in from skinning a buck he killed.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it turns out that hat is a special force, got a special forces insignia on it.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, and they are not happy about that.
Yeah.
And apparently he wears it a lot, as if he served.
Yeah.
Which he did not do. Not in a war zone. Not in real combat. So they are going after him for that. The campaign has had to pull his fake... He's still using the fake title. The one that was revoked from him, yeah, and he was demoted.
Yeah, that's still on there, huh?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
So they were using it. I assume they gave it to him, to the campaign. I don't know, but they had to scrub it from the campaign website overnight. So a huge mess here with him, and more and more and more of this keeps coming out. Other times, there's a new one of these. It's a media packet that somebody still has from when he ran for Congress in 2006.
Right.
That resurfaced overnight. That's a disaster, in which he claims to have fought overseas in the war on terror.
Yeah.
So he put that out. That's his campaign.
Yeah. So this has been out there for quite some time, as you were pointing out yesterday. A lot of folks have been saying that this is something that he is basically a lie that he has repeated over and over again for quite some time during his political career.
Yeah.
And listen, there's nothing wrong with having served in the Army National Guard or reserves. I mean, that's honorable service. Anyone serving the country, whether they're here, abroad, wherever, that is something to be honored and respected. That you know, despite whatever political affiliation they may have, that is necessary. Whether you serve here, whether you serve abroad, whether you serve in combat or not, that's great. But why embellish it and why lie about it when you know you're going to get busted?
Well, I mean, you know, it's like I always say, a gaffe for a Democrat is when they either tell the truth or the truth about them comes out despite the media's best efforts. Yeah. So I think they depend on the media. I think they figure that the media will just cover. And, you know, they'll get away with it. And he actually developed this way of saying it, that he served overseas supporting... and then he would either, you know, give the name of the operation in Afghanistan or Iraq. Well, what he actually did was went to Italy for 6 months. Yeah. But it makes it sound like he served in those wars. Like he went, you know, with his unit into combat, and he didn't. So I figured, I guess he figures, that will cover him somehow. And you got to figure, like, if you'd think even the liberal media would be mad at the guy. I mean, because Bloomberg, as recently as Tuesday, was publishing fake records of his military service with the wrong title and how he served overseas, you know, in Iraq, and all of that. And based on their old, almost identically worded to their old reporting, so they obviously went back in the archive. So, I mean, he lied to them then. They're still lying for him on Tuesday and didn't realize it. So all of that coming out overnight. So where we are at this point is just to recap the lies he's told. We learned that Walz lied about where he served, what rank he left the guard with, whether he served in a war, and that he left to avoid deployment to Iraq. And that he endorsed a claim in this book that he served in Afghanistan, which he did not do. You got to figure, if you write the foreword to the book, and they're praising you as this new generation of Democrat who has served overseas in combat, that you've read the book, that you might have given them the idea that you did that. Look, this let me tell you what this is going to happen with this guy, because this is a sketch of his character right now, what he did here with the stolen valor. The stuff that's going to come out on him is going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. This is not the only one of these he's told. He's a classic compulsive liar, just like Joe Biden. Remember what the difference between a regular liar, because we're all liars. We all tell lies. Yeah, honey, that dress does look good on you. Right? I mean, there's none of us honest all day long, right? You wouldn't have a job if you were honest all day long. You wouldn't. And then there's the second level of lies, the kind Kamala tells and Barack Obama tells, and yeah, even Trump tells sometimes. Hey, you know, my program saved $25,000 per American. Well, no, it didn't. That kind of lie, you know it didn't. There's that, okay, but that's a logical lie. That's almost a psychologically healthy lie, okay? It's logical. What Joe Biden does when he says that, you know, he had all this football glory on the field and he drove a semi-truck and he won an award for traveling on Amtrak. I mean, all of these lies. He and Xi Jinping are great friends. They traveled 7,000 miles together. All of these lies to make Joe Biden seem more important, more of a good old boy, all of that, they're not necessary lies. They're delusional lies. They serve no purpose and they hurt him. Tim Walz has that same intel. It's a mental illness. All Tim Walz ever had to say was, I served 24 years in the National Guard. I love my country. Right. That's all he had to do. Nobody would have any questions for him. Even if he retired early to avoid going to Iraq, he'd already done 24 years. He'd get away with it.
Yeah.
It's passable.
I mean, particularly when your political opponent did serve in combat.
I know. I know. So he could have claimed that. Instead, he sends his unit without him to Iraq and then hangs back and claims he went there. Why? Why would you do? It's not going to help you. Oh, well, that guy didn't go to Iraq. I think I won't vote for him. Nobody would have said that. He can't help it. It comes from an inferiority complex. The same, that is what compulsive lying is the basis of it, the real illness. Joe Biden has that same illness. He can't stop. They can't stop. Tim Walz has done this in other places, and we're going to find out about him before the election. And because there is X, the mainstream media is not going to be able to censor it. So if I'm Walz, I'm just hoping I can hang on long enough before more of it comes out that they coronate me at the convention and I'm kind of locked in.
Yeah.
And this is why yesterday the media was practically begging Trump to come back. Because Trump, and I know what they probably figured, okay, there's no way that the Kamala Harris campaign didn't know about this. Because this has been a major controversy since 2006. Yeah. I mean, when you have a group of the members of his unit go to his governor's office and demand in person that he take this stuff down because he's lying, all of that's been reported in Minnesota. It's well known. There's no way they missed it. I think they figured, well, Trump didn't serve either, so what's Trump going to make a big deal about this? We'll just bring back the bone spur thing.
Yeah.
From Vietnam, right? We'll just bring that back and kill it. They didn't think, no, Trump will go to Mar-a-Lago and let J.D. Vance hammer him for 5 days.
Right, exactly.
And it's killing them. It's really bad. They can't get these stories out of the top 10 trending. It's been going on all week, and it's almost all Vance hammering him, and rightfully so. So all of this that's coming out right now is every day it's a new set of lies as they dig deeper and deeper and deeper. And again, he's done this before. He has lied about other things just like Joe Biden. He is a classic compulsive liar. This is going to be a problem for her. And God help us if this man gets into the White House. He doesn't belong anywhere near power.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Joining me now is a guy I've known for a long time, Dan Bishop. He is a congressman from North Carolina. And he's running for attorney general. I remember Dan back when he was on the Charlotte City Council. And it seems like Dan, at least when I knew him, always the only real conservative in the room. So really pulling for Dan Bishop to win attorney general of North Carolina. Dan, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tara. I've been looking forward to this conversation, and it has been we've known each other a long while. And you were always and you were in the Charlotte market riding. You were the person who spotted things, called them out, articulated what was happening in ways that no one else knew or recognized, and followed what you had to say. And so I've been following your career all this time, and we don't get to talk often, but I'm delighted to have this opportunity. Thank you for having me on.
Well, I hope we get to talk more when you are the Attorney General of North Carolina. Right now, you're on a safe crime and safety listening tour. You've talked to 1,200 people so far, and on August 15th from 1 to 2:30 p.m., you are going to be in Fletcher, North Carolina. How can folks find you, come out, and talk to you about their concerns in North Carolina?
Thanks for asking right off the bat. And yeah, you know, and just by way of explaining what that is all about, my candidacy, you know, the easy path for me, Tara, would be a return to Congress. I have a safe Republican seat. I could run and stay there another 5 or 10, 15 years. I believe what I can do that's really impactful is to be the first Republican attorney general in North Carolina in 128 years. But it's not really Republican Democrat. It is the fact that progressives have brought us woke crime policy that everywhere in the country has resulted in the loss of safety, increasing crime, lawfare, by the way. But the highest and most important responsibility of the chief law enforcement officer of any state is restoring law and order, is stopping crime, restoring public safety, making people safe. And so, as a matter of emphasis, we're going around all of the areas of the state and conducting crime and safety listening tours. And as you said, we're coming, you broadcast up into Western North Carolina, and we're going to be in Fletcher at the Virginia Boone Building on next Thursday, August 15 at 1 o'clock p.m. And with me will be Henderson County Sheriff Lowell Griffin and District Attorney Andrew Murray, who you know was formerly District Attorney in Mecklenburg County before serving the district. He now serves in Western North Carolina. He was also United States Attorney. And we'll have at each one of these places some folks who've suffered the brutal results of crime, serious crime, and that is on the rise in North Carolina as it is around the country. Don't let them lie to you and tell you that it's falling off because the FBI's changed the method of gathering information. But look, it's just that simple. A lot of folks kind of come to the conclusion, well, we're stuck with this. We can't turn back from the woke crime policy that's given us open borders and juveniles out of control and anti-police rhetoric that's made law enforcement officers timid and intimidated and fearful they'll be thrown under the bus. Certainly up in the Asheville area where we're going to have this session, you know, it's one of the clear lessons of what it means to become anti-police. And so that's what it's all about. I hope we'll have people join us.
Dan Bishop, you know, Ron DeSantis gave a great speech the other day. He said, look, the nation is fleeing from places like Minnesota, where Tim Walz is, to Florida. He said, look, everybody in America can't move to Florida. We need other, and he was talking about Republican officials, we need others to step up. And in my view, the 50 most important people in the United States of America going forward, especially if Kamala Harris wins, will be the Republican governors of red states and the Republican attorney generals of red states. That is our last bastion. That's our last fight. That's where we put the wall up. And so we need to elect people like you. And that's why I wanted to have you on this morning, because you are not one of those. And I know, because I've watched you for 20 years. You are not one of those who's just going to give lip service. You will fight. And so tell me, on the national level, if you get this, how will you have the back of the people of North Carolina? Because these attorney generals, including our own in South Carolina, are increasingly having to block Biden's disastrous edicts, like with Title IX. So what can we expect from you in that regard?
You are exactly right. And the bigger picture is, for North Carolina, North Carolina sort of sits on a bubble. We've had a Republican legislature for 14 years. We've had a hard time nailing down the top council of state executive slots, and it shows. So, for example, you look at the 26 states that right now are fighting Joe Biden's education department's rewrite of Title IX, which in 1972 was enacted in order to make sure women had opportunities in institutions of higher learning and to protect and create and preserve women's sports. And of course, that's been now given over to the radical transgender initiative, or an agenda, in a way that you'll have someone like Emma Clark, who's high school athlete of the year, female athlete of the year in North Carolina, letters in three sports, and going to compete at the university level in Tennessee. Thankfully, it's Tennessee, because she won't lose her career in Tennessee to a male who steps in and says he's a female and going to compete in female sports. You won't have the situation there where you send your daughter to school and she takes potluck roommate and it turns out to be a biological male in her room. Radical stuff like that.
Wow.
And that's what I say is crime on the one hand and lawfare on the other. That's the lawfare. And attorneys general across the country, state attorneys general, have emerged as the rear guard. When the battle army is broken and reeling and retreating here and there in a disorganized way, the rear guard takes the field in order to protect while it's reorganized. And that's how I see attorneys general. And whether I hope President Trump will be elected again, and I think he will be. But even if he is, I can tell you that egregious federal overreach and the bureaucratic monster of the federal government will continue to need all resources available to keep it under control. So getting it, North Carolina stands out, as I said, as the only state in the region, at one out of 26 states, that is not fighting Title IX, you know, craziness. But there are many such issues. And you're correct. I've never been one who's going to shrink from a fight. I'm going to provide voters a choice, and I think they're going to make the choice because they are fed up with woke crime policy and woke lawfare that is ruining life in many ways.
So I wonder this because as kids in North Carolina go back to schools, I don't think their parents have any idea what's about to happen to these girls, that now they can go in. I mean, the boys have the right now because Joe Biden decreed it. The boys will be in the bathroom. They may be in the changing room for sports teams. If the girls do not use, or the boys do not use, or the administrators do not use the correct pronouns demanded by certain children, then they must be punished, or the school can lose its federal funding. That is a speech code. So will you commit, you know, day one, you are going to go after that Title IX? Because otherwise, these poor kids in these schools, they're going to be living under speech codes. You just said boys rooming with girls who are unsuspecting. I mean, just crazy stuff as the Biden administration attempts to erase gender.
Absolutely. I will commit to that. I've said it all along. And in fact, you know, Tara, here's the thing where this debate has now gone, if you're listening carefully. And when people saw the biological male punch the lights out of the competitor female in the boxing match in the Olympics, for a lot of people, I think that brought it home. And the answer that you're getting these days is, well, it's really you're not going to see that happen to many people because transgender people are few, they say, growing fast. But they say few. Well, okay, until it happens to you or your daughter, and you talk about the really severe instance. Remember the what's the name of the county? Loudoun County, Virginia.
Yeah, where the bathroom.
The fluid, the said he was fluid, the gender fluid male, raped a young student in the bathroom, and then he was, because the school, in service of the ideological agenda, covered it up for months, he went to another school and he assaulted somebody else there. And he used that as cover to do it. Americans, moms and dads of daughters need to understand what they're up against, and that a vicious left will always tell them, you know, you might escape the result. And I'm telling you that once women's sports are no longer of interest and they're wiped out, and once women are abused in many other ways, perhaps the remaining folks will come around. But I think most Americans recognize it is absurd and it is dangerous, and they're ready for this to be stopped. That's why attorneys general in 26 states, but not North Carolina. I will say South Carolina's attorney general, thankfully, is on the right side of this. We need to get North Carolina fighting for the common sense protection of women and girls.
And so much more. Dan Bishop, looking forward to having you on again. How can people find your campaign?
Go to www.votedanbishop.com.
Thank you, Dan, for joining us this morning on 98.9 WORD. Kamala Harris has finally broken her silence about her compulsively lying sidekick, Tim Walz. Compulsive liar, just like Joe Biden, can't help it. Again, folks, when you lie like this, in this way, this is the same way that Joe Biden lies. Not lies to get himself elected. Hey, my program's better than yours. The kind that all politicians on both sides of the aisle tell. Some call it rhetoric. No, real lies. The sick kind. Where in your mind, you picture yourself as some kind of super soldier. And so you make up stories. Stories about how you went to Afghanistan and Iraq when you did not. When you were too cowardly to go. And you put those stories out in your official press packet for Congress. That's just come out overnight. 2006. Yeah, do you know he went overseas to fight the war on terror in Iraq and Afghanistan? Cool, except he didn't. He only ever went to Italy. Those lies were in turn repeated for years over and over and over and over by the media that got those press packs. Those press packs now coming to light. In other words, his campaign sent that out. He's not mentally well. He needs help. In the same way that Joe Biden needs help when he tells us that he and Xi Jinping, who are very good friends, traveled 7,000 miles together and all the great conversations they had when Xi Jinping is asking Joe for advice. It didn't happen. Xi Jinping never traveled with Joe. Joe Biden has lied over and over and over again. He flew into a war zone. Maybe Tim Walz was there. Remember this one? He flew into a war zone at great risk to his own life to award a medal to an actual war on terror veteran on the ground in Afghanistan. Yeah, he did it when he was vice president. It didn't happen. That never happened. He made it up. Why would you say that? Because you live in a world of delusion and fantasy mentally. You are a classic compulsive liar. You cannot stop and you cannot help it. And this is how sick Tim Walz is. This goes beyond right or left. Tim Walz knows. Like Joe Biden. You know how Joe Biden tells the same lie 4, 5, 6 times? One of my favorites of Joe's, because it became a problem for Barack Obama. Do you remember when Joe Biden on the campaign trail with Barack Obama, it's the first time Obama's running, Joe is vice president. Joe is going around and telling a lie he's told many times in the past that his wife was the victim of a drunk driver. That the guy drank his lunch and ran into her, killing her and Joe's toddler son. Well, it's a lie Joe's told many times before. And every time he tells it, the family of the guy that she hit, he didn't hit her, she hit him. She ran a stop sign. Has to have their lawyer send Joe another cease and desist. Stop lying. No, he wasn't drunk. There's been a thorough investigation. Nobody drunk their lunch. There's no drunk driving involved. She made a mistake. She ran a red. It's tragic. We hate that for her. But she's not the victim of a drunk driver. Stop lying about our father. He can't help it. So they had been sending him those for years. He gets on the campaign trail with Barack Obama. He has a relapse of the incident. He's telling a lie again. Tim Walz has the same illness. It's a mental illness. It's classic mental illness. If you're a psychologist, you know that. You may have treated people for it. They can't stop. So Walz knows this is going to be a problem because the members of his old unit have been dogging him since 2006. At times, they've even shown up at the governor's office to demand he stop lying. On the website, the official governor's website, where he is claiming stolen valor. He's claiming titles and ranks he did not have. He is claiming overseas service in combat zones. They want it taken down. They even got billboards at one point. He knows this is going to be a problem, but he can't help it. And so he lets Kamala's campaign repeat the lie using that title that he knows darn well he doesn't have, and put it on the website. That's not smart politics anymore. And he still wants people to think it. Why? Because in his mind, he knows he's a coward. He knows he abandoned his unit. He knows he doesn't have the guts to go in a war zone. Heck, Donald Trump's been shot at more than Tim Walz has. You want to talk about a war zone? A war zone for a Republican candidate is trusting the Secret Service to protect you when you go to your own rally. That's a war zone. You got to get some kind of star for that because he did it again. Yeah, folks, allowing the Secret Service to protect you at another rally right there, that's more combat in an active war zone than Tim Walz has ever seen. And to go in and continue to do your rallies and to say the deep state will not shut me down when a member of a sniper team who's worked for years for the Secret Service has put out a whistleblower letter saying there will be another assassination attempt on Trump's life in 30 days and his life will be in danger as long as, this is what he wrote in his letter, sent it to most of the uniformed division of the Secret Service. His life, Trump's life, will be in danger until 4 more members of the leadership of the Secret Service resign because they are corrupt. And yet Trump continues to go, more courage than Walz ever showed. But what's going to happen, folks? This is coming, okay? When you lie like this, when you have this mental illness, you can't stop. This is why Joe Biden was running around claiming his Uncle Bozy got eaten by cannibals. You can't stop. There's more of it. A guy who would let Kamala Harris on her website repeat that lie about his rank that has dogged him, knowing the members of his unit are going to come for him. The members of his unit who went to Iraq, took the hit, took the risk. Some of them died. By the way, the father of one of them who was killed in Iraq is now speaking out against Tim Walz. You sent them there without you. You retired to avoid service because you were a coward. Cool, fine, do whatever you want. But don't lie and say you went. He knows they're coming for him. And yet he lets Kamala Harris's campaign repeat the same lies on the website. He needs help. Not more public attention. He needs a good psychiatrist to get to the bottom of why he can't stop. And it's not going to stop. We're going to find more and more and more of these. Now Special Forces is coming after him because this whack job has been walking around. You know that camo style hat he has on? The insignia on the front of it is Special Forces. You don't wear that. And they're saying online, it is understood. If you serve in a branch of the military, you do not wear that. Unless you served in that one. That'd be like serving. And I asked my husband about this last night because he's a Marine. And he said, yeah, if I was in National Guard, there's no way I would wear like a Marine cap. There's no way. You don't do it. It is understood. You don't do it. Come on, folks. You know that it's your gut. That's not right. That's not mentally right. You're walking around with a Special Forces cap on as if you served. This guy is off. Look, I hope she keeps him. Anything to slow her down. But this is not going to end. There's a lot of this out there. And eventually they're going to start jumping to other topics that he compulsively lied on and made up fake history. They just haven't found them yet. I know it as surely as I breathe. I know what compulsive liars do. I've watched Joe Biden. They can't help it. He's told other lies too. Incredible. You're watching a new milestone. New historic milestone never before seen in the times we've lived in. In modern times, really. You're watching the decimation of women's sports live on television because those two male boxers, we can say that now because they both have XY chromosomes. That was revealed the other day. Those two male boxers fighting women have both. Kamala Harris has finally broken her silence about her compulsively lying sidekick, Tim Walz. Compulsive liar, just like Joe Biden, can't help it. Again, folks, when you lie like this, in this way, this is the same way that Joe Biden lies. Not lies to get himself elected. Hey, my program's better than yours. The kind that all politicians on both sides of the aisle tell. Some call it rhetoric. No, real lies, the sick kind. Where in your mind, you picture yourself as some kind of super soldier. And so you make up stories. Stories about how you went to Afghanistan and Iraq when you did not. When you were too cowardly to go. And you put those stories out in your official press packet for Congress. That's just come out overnight, 2006. Yeah, do you know he went overseas to fight the war on terror in Iraq and Afghanistan? Cool, except he didn't. He only ever went to Italy. Those lies were in turn repeated for years over and over and over and over by the media that got those press packs. Those press packs now coming to light. In other words, his campaign sent that out. He's not mentally well. He needs help. In the same way that Joe Biden needs help when he tells us that he and Xi Jinping, who are very good friends, traveled 7,000 miles together and all the great conversations they had when Xi Jinping is asking Joe for advice. It didn't happen. Xi Jinping never traveled with Joe. Joe Biden has lied over and over and over again. He flew into a war zone. Maybe Tim Walz was there. Remember this one? He flew into the war zone at great risk to his own life to award a medal to an actual war on terror veteran on the ground in Afghanistan. Yeah, he did it when he was vice president. It didn't happen. That never happened. He made it up. Why would you say that? Because you live in a world of delusion and fantasy mentally. You are a classic compulsive liar. You cannot stop and you cannot help it. And this is how sick Tim Walz is. This goes beyond right or left. Tim Walz knows. Like Joe Biden. You know how Joe Biden tells the same lie 4, 5, 6 times? One of my favorites of Joe's, because it became a problem for Barack Obama. Do you remember when Joe Biden on the campaign trail with Barack Obama, it's the first time Obama's running, Joe is vice president. Joe is going around and telling a lie he's told many times in the past, that his wife was the victim of a drunk driver. That the guy drank his lunch and ran into her, killing her and Joe's toddler son. Well, it's a lie Joe's told many times before, and every time he tells it, the family of the guy that she hit, he didn't hit her, she hit him. She ran a stop sign. Has to have their lawyer send Joe another cease and desist. Stop lying. No, he wasn't drunk. There's been a thorough investigation. Nobody drunk their lunch. There's no drunk driving involved. She made a mistake. She ran a red. It's tragic. We hate that for her. But she's not the victim of a drunk driver. Stop lying about our father. He can't help it. So they had been sending him those for years. He gets on the campaign trail with Barack Obama. He has a relapse of the incident. He's telling the lie again. Tim Walz has the same illness. It's a mental illness. It's classic mental illness. If you're a psychologist, you know that. You may have treated people for it. They can't stop. So Walz knows this is going to be a problem because the members of his old unit have been dogging him since 2006. At times, they've even shown up at the governor's office to demand he stop lying on the website, the official governor's website, where he is claiming stolen valor. He's claiming titles and ranks he did not have. He is claiming overseas service in combat zones. They want it taken down. They even got billboards at one point. He knows this is going to be a problem, but he can't help it. And so he lets Kamala's campaign repeat the lie using that title that he knows darn well he doesn't have and put it on the website. That's not smart politics anymore. And he still wants people to think it. Why? Because in his mind, he knows he's a coward. He knows he abandoned his unit. He knows he doesn't have the guts to go in a war zone. Heck, Donald Trump's been shot at more than Tim Walz has. You want to talk about a war zone? A war zone for a Republican candidate is trusting the Secret Service to protect you when you go to your own rally. That's a war zone. You got to get some kind of star for that because he did it again. Yeah, folks, allowing the Secret Service to protect you at another rally right there, that's more combat in an active war zone than Tim Walz has ever seen. And to go in and continue to do your rallies and to say the deep state will not shut me down when a member of a sniper team who's worked for years for the Secret Service has put out a whistleblower letter saying there will be another assassination attempt on Trump's life in 30 days and his life will be in danger as long as, this is what he wrote in his letter, sent it to most of the uniformed division of the Secret Service, his life, Trump's life, will be in danger until 4 more members of the leadership of the Secret Service resign because they are corrupt. And yet Trump continues to go. More courage than Walz ever showed. But what's going to happen, folks? This is coming, okay? When you lie like this, when you have this mental illness, you can't stop. This is why Joe Biden was running around claiming his Uncle Bozy got eaten by cannibals. You can't stop. There's more of it. A guy who would let Kamala Harris on her website repeat that lie about his rank that has dogged him, knowing the members of his unit are going to come for him. The members of his unit who went to Iraq, took the hit, took the risk. Some of them died. By the way, the father of one of them who was killed in Iraq is now speaking out against Tim Walz. You sent them there without you. You retired to avoid service because you were a coward. Cool, fine, do whatever you want. But don't lie and say you went. He knows they're coming for him. And yet he lets Kamala Harris's campaign repeat the same lies on the website. He needs help. Not more public attention. He needs a good psychiatrist to get to the bottom of why he can't stop. And it's not going to stop. We're going to find more and more and more of these. Now Special Forces is coming after him because this whack job has been walking around. You know that camo style hat he has on? The insignia on the front of it is Special Forces. You don't wear that. And they're saying online, it is understood. If you serve in a branch of the military, you do not wear that unless you served in that one. That'd be like serving. And I asked my husband about this last night because he's a Marine. And he said, yeah, if I was in National Guard, there's no way I would wear a Marine cap. There's no way. You don't do it. It is understood. You don't do it. Come on, folks. You know that it's your gut. That's not right. That's not mentally right. You're walking around with a Special Forces cap on as if you served. This guy is off. Look, I hope she keeps him. Anything to slow her down. But this is not going to end. There's a lot of this out there. And eventually they're going to start jumping to other topics that he compulsively lied on and made up fake history. They just haven't found them yet. I know it as surely as I breathe. I know what compulsive liars do. I've watched Joe Biden. They can't help it. He's told other lies too. Incredible. You're watching a new milestone. New historic milestone never before seen in the times we've lived in. In modern times, really. You're watching the decimation of women's sports live on television because those two male boxers, we can say that now because they both have XY chromosomes. That was revealed the other day. Those two male boxers fighting women have both made it to the gold medal match, meaning that Lin Yuting of Taiwan and Imani Khalif of Algeria will fight gold medal rounds. So they're guaranteed, both of them, to either win a gold or silver. We're hoping the women who have to fight them survive it. You know, Imani Khalif trained with the Spanish boxing team, and the head of the Spanish boxing team, who is himself a medalist, an Olympic medalist, said that it was too dangerous. They tried to match Imani Khalif with women. It didn't work. They finally found an adequate well-matched sparring partner. His name was Jose. And he says it's not fair that she has to fight him. Folks, earlier this week, the International Boxing Association finally revealed what the Olympic medal, the International Olympic Committee, had hidden. Both of these boxers took blood genetics tests to determine their gender. Both are XY chromosome. Both are men, and both will fight for the gold. Incredible. You're watching a new milestone. New historic milestone never before seen in the times we've lived in. In modern times, really. You're watching the decimation of women's sports live on television because those two male boxers, we can say that now because they both have XY chromosomes. That was revealed the other day. Those two male boxers fighting women have both made it to the gold medal match, meaning that Lin Yuting of Taiwan and Imani Khalif of Algeria will fight gold medal rounds. So they're guaranteed, both of them, to either win a gold or silver. We're hoping the women who have to fight them survive it. You know, Imani Khalif trained with the Spanish boxing team, and the head of the Spanish boxing team, who is himself a medalist, Olympic medalist, said that it was too dangerous. They tried to match Imani Khalif with women. It didn't work. They finally found an adequate well-matched sparring partner. His name was Jose. And he says it's not fair that she has to fight him. Folks, earlier this week, the International Boxing Association finally revealed what the Olympic medal, the International Olympic Committee, had hidden. Both of these boxers took blood genetics tests to determine their gender. Both are XY chromosome. Both are men, and both will fight for the gold.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, bathroom? Just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.